Braden Brown now joined by Colton Barrett, head boys basketball coach for Hartford. Tremendous regular season as we gear up for playoff action. Coach, in a bit of a bye week here, you guys won't be seeing the floor until Saturday. So what's going on right now with Jaguars basketball?
You know, nice little break here to get our legs back. I thought we finished the season the last week. I thought we played really well. Hopefully that we can continue it. You know, having a little mini bye to be able to prepare for our next opponent's nice, but also trying to keep us, you know, sharp and still in condition. So, you know, the guys really got after it yesterday. It was good to see, and hopefully we continue that moving forward.
Ended the regular season really strong, wrapping up victories. How you feeling about the way the team's playing right now?
No, I thought the last 2 weeks were really good for us. We played 5 games in 2 weeks, and I thought that we ran into some fatigue that week that we had 3 games, and we were having to win at different ways, which was really good for us late in the season to try to figure out how we can win if, you know, if we're not fresh or if we can't get out and run. And then, you know, that last week we really put it together. We had an emphasis on trying to be a little bit better defensively. I thought that was an area that we could got better. And, you know, I think one game we were up 20-4 at the end of the first quarter. And then against Gospel, we were up 50-15 at halftime. So the defensive intensity really improved the last week, which is good to see. And hopefully we can carry that on and keep building.
You guys were able to earn the 1 seed in Class 1A Division 2. And lucky enough, you guys are hosting the entire sub-state. So how nice is it for your team to not have to travel if you guys are going to make it to state?
Yeah, you know, I think that was huge for us when we found out we were going to host. You know, that was a big thing for us this year, is being able to protect home court and understand that, you know, when teams come into in our gym, we got to match the intensity, and we got to take advantage of having our home crowd behind us. And I think, you know, our guys have really done a good job. We only have one home loss, and that was against Olpe in a 6-point game in a really good environment. And, you know, our community has really showed out for us on the road and at home this year. So, you know, just having that support from our community and knowing that everybody's going to show up and everybody's excited to be hosting is huge. And I think the guys are, you know, they've really taken advantage of this season to be able to put us in this position to be the 1 seed and to be able to achieve our, you know, end of the season goals.
To put yourself into this position, is this what you guys thought could happen all the way back in the summer when you guys were doing workouts, having a 19-3 record?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if we envisioned 19-3, but I knew it was definitely possible. You know, with our group, like I said, we've been building for a long time. It's nice that, you know, have our main group back, and some of these guys have started a lot of games, which helps with the experience. But just overall, the amount of work that the guys put in on the court during the summer has really paid off this season. And, you know, we've really taken it game by game. And, you know, when you take a game by game approach, it doesn't feel like, you know, it was a 19-3 season. It just feels like the next one's just as important. So that's really been nice to see from the guys. And hopefully we can continue that trend.
Colton Barrett, Hartford boys basketball coach, stopping by. Coach, you guys are in action on Saturday hosting St. Paul. What do you know about them?
You know, they got 2 guards that can really fill it up when they're left open, that we're going to have to understand where they're at. They're a younger team. So we're going to have to understand that they're going to come in hungry. They're going to play the underdog role, and it's going to be in our building. So, you know, we're going to have to show up with emotion, show up with that defensive intensity that we've been preaching all season, and just get out and run. You know, our guys have done a really good job the last, you know, 2 or 3 weeks of getting out and run. Offense has really been clicking for us ever since the LCL title game. It's just whether or not we lock in defensively or not, which makes the games a little bit easier when we can defend and get stops. But, you know, we're excited that, you know, this group of guys, they love the game. So having a mini bye is good for rest, but also they're itching to get back on the court, and we're excited about Saturday.
As you guys will be in action at 2:00, hosting St. Paul, should be a fun one in the semifinals. Coach, never trying to overlook an opponent or anything like that, but when you look at the sub-state in general, obviously when you're the top seed, you're in a good position, but what do you know about some of the other teams, especially on the bottom side of the bracket?
You know, I think, you know, Hutt Central Christian is the 5 seed and Marmonton Valley is the 4 seed. We played Marmonton in the beginning of the year. I think we won by 18 or 21 or something like that. But, you know, it's the end of the season. Every team has gotten a lot better. And at this point, everybody knows they're 2 games away from making a state berth. So everybody's taking it serious and everybody's locked in. And, you know, it'll be an exciting couple games for us, I'm sure. And our guys are ready for it. And like I said, hosting sub-state special, when you have that opportunity, you don't want to let it go through your fingers. And the guys are really locked in. And we're expecting a great crowd on Saturday, and can't wait to see what we can do there. And if we do make it on, then we're excited to see what we do the next Friday.
Colton, we appreciate the time. Good luck this Saturday, and we'll catch up with you in the future.
Thanks for having me.
That's going to do it for today's Coach's Corner on Country 101.7 FM, brought to you by Hartford One Stop and the Hartford State Bank.